Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. It is Tuesday, so that means we're going to do a little bit of combat pistol craft, and that is only with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. How are you today, sir?
Just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you?
I'm coping. You know, I'm just trying to cope. I'm curious, though. I'm curious. Called Dave earlier today. And normally we like to sit down and have a little skull session and think about what we're going to talk about. And you were doing some private training with somebody.
Right.
And you told me that you were trying to take him through an accuracy something or other. Explain, first of all, what this was that you were trying to take him through, please.
Well, what one of the biggest functional areas that I feel people need to get on top of from the very beginning of their shooting experience is understanding the mechanics of shooting and what's involved, because invariably you can pursue training with any known personality or high-level shooter all you want. But I see that as a necessity for one reason and one reason only. And that is to gain or become self-aware. And it's on both levels. Mentally aware, you know, from a mental standpoint, it's, the first question is, can you pay attention? Then it becomes, how long can you pay attention? You know, what is your attention span? But in respect to being self-aware, it's a no-brainer. Think about it. If you lack self-awareness in respect to being able to pay attention to what you're doing while you're doing it, then how are you going to improve? How are you going to understand what it is you need to do better than what you're doing now if you do not possess the self-awareness to even realize you're not performing as well as you could be? And get rid of the negative waves. You know, nobody is harness the power of the human mind yet. But it blows my mind that some people simply cannot understand that if they think negatively, why are you shocked at the negative outcome? You know what I mean?
For example,
if you tell yourself you suck, then why are you surprised you suck? You know what I mean?
Mine's worse than that.
Pardon me?
Mine is worse than that.
Well, I understand, but it's, radio, so we got to be careful.
Well, no, what I'm saying is I'll be sitting there going, I'm just blowing it. And then I get angry because I'm telling myself I'm blowing it, and then I just begin to blow it more.
Well,
more.
See, you bring up a very good point of interest. When you get frustrated with yourself, that becomes a roadblock in and of itself. You've got to learn how to, I'll just call it straight, check this out. Once you fire that shot, you expend that cartridge and that bullet exits the bore and it's downrange, it's gone. You're not getting it back.
Right.
So if you drop that shot and you allow it to get under your skin, it becomes a distractor to anything that you're trying to accomplish beyond that. You got to learn how to let it go, man. Get over it.
Yep.
That's why, periodically, I just got to tell myself, yeah, I dropped a shot. I'm already over it, dude, because I'm focused on the next hit I'm going to deliver.
So let me ask you a question then. So with mm-hmm. you, I've watched Steve shoot before, and Steve will be doing this running commentary.
Okay.
Where he's telling himself, okay, I pushed that one left.
Right.
And do you do that when you're shooting? And, I mean, is that how you sort of keep yourself calm as to...
What you just described is the only way Steve can do that is based on reading your sights and calling your shots.
Right.
And that sounds easy enough, you know. But what kills me, and I'll give you an example. You know, I'll ask somebody, hey, man, are you reading your sights? And they're like, yeah, of course. Well, then why do you keep looking at the target? You know, and this is what it looks like. You know, somebody will actively engage a target, mount the gun, get it oriented on target, press the shot. The slide hasn't even stopped. The cycle of operation's not complete, and they've already picked their head up off the gun to look at the target to see where the round went. Completely unnecessary. But by doing so, that tells me you're not reading your sights, because everything that you need to see to verify that you delivered a hit happens at the precise moment the gun goes bang. And here's how that works. Keep in mind, you know, legit sight alignment, front sight horizontally and vertically balanced in the rear notch. The sights are superimposed over the target where you want to hit the target based on your ability to estimate the distance to the target and select your point of aim based on your known zero and where the gun hits. At the precise moment the gun goes bang, you do a simultaneous evaluation of the front sight position and the rear sight notch, as well as the working relationship of the sights with the target. So you've got to learn how to do that, and it's a visual action.
Right.
It's just like anything else. I mean, if you're going to learn how to see something, well, you need to know what it looks like first. But certainly, any action-related issue, when you have moving parts to whatever it is you're trying to see, you have to know when it happens in order to know when to look for it so you can recognize it and see it when it happens.
Right, right, right. Hang on for me right there.
Dude.
It was a mouthful. Hang on for me. We're coming up on the break. Super Dave is on the mend. He's getting back into the game, already back in the game to a certain degree, and getting ready to get agile, mobile, and hostile. You can keep up with him by going to combatspeed.com or check him out on his Facebook page, Dave Harrington, although you'll probably find him more on the range now that he is agile, mobile, and hostile. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD. download at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're talking to Super Dave Hankton from Combat Speed LLC. Were you finished with your oratory there? Do we move on, or do you need some other stuff you need to tell me?
No, we've got one more point of interest in respect to that.
Please
establishing,
do.
Becoming self-aware, getting to the point, however you choose to describe it, I like to describe it as becoming self-aware. You can pursue all the instruction you want, but until you achieve self-awareness and are able to self-critique, self-analyze, that's when you truly start to improve. Okay? Everybody
right.
needs guidance in respect to, you know, what to do and how to do it to get started. But then once you get in the mix and become self-aware, you're on the yellow brick road. You just got to keep applying yourself. There's something I developed I call the accuracy equation. It's kind of a baseline mechanics issue. For evaluating what you're doing and how well you're doing it, doesn't matter what type of shooting you're doing, you have three components to the accuracy equation. You have the shooter, which equates into known ability and confidence in a consistent level of performance. You have the firearm itself and your ammunition. Now, the key with the firearm and ammunition is the same. What is the quality of the firearm and ammunition? What is the, and well, quality equates into inherent mechanical accuracy. But in respect to the weapon, it goes a little further as far as mechanical reliability and durability. These are all things that you need to kind of keep in the forefront of your mind from an analytical standpoint to make decisions about how well you're doing or not. And the reason I say you need to keep them in the forefront of your mind is, for example, if you're, you know, having a good workout and then all of a sudden things start going south, well, why is that? Is it, you know, do you have some kind of mental distraction going on? Is your pistol going away on you? Do you need to check the conditions of the sights? Do the sights loosen up? Is it an ammo-related issue? You know, for whatever reasons, but you need to identify it. But these are all baseline things that I consider extremely important in respect to coming to some form of determination that your performance is acceptable or not. And something else I've keyed on, too, is I don't think people really set their bars high enough. Have a goal. Have something to work for. Have something that is going to make you figure out what it is you need to do in order to get there. Challenge yourself. You know, sitting back and doing the same old thing day in and day out because you're good at it isn't helping you become a well-balanced fighter. Another point of interest you need to keep in the forefront of your mind. You always need to strive to be well-balanced. And the simplest analogy I can provide for that is, for example, you can be the best shooter on the face of the planet and from a tactical standpoint do something stupid and get killed first. Your shooting skill is immaterial because you're a rockhead and you got yourself killed right off the bat. You got to balance things out. You've got to be well versed across the spectrum. And again, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, it takes time. It takes time, energy, resources. If you sit back and take into consideration, of course, now this depends on how often you train, how often you practice in respect to the logistics that you need to bring to bear to support your habit. What's the return on your investment? What's the return on the investment of your time, energy, and resources in respect to your skill? What is acceptable? What are you trying to accomplish? I had a dude call me one day, and this is, I rarely use myself as an example. I kind of get sideways normally when I do it, but this is a good one. Guy calls me, Mr. Dave, here you're the heat. You can help me out. Cool. What do you like me to do for you? Well, I just bought my first pistol, and I only want to be good enough to protect my family. I'm like, whoa, dude. Let's talk about that first. They're, you know, I consider my family members my highest value assets. There is no good enough to protect my family members. You can only be as prepared as you are in that moment in time to do violence when you need to do violence, and you're either prepared or not. As you, I think this is kind of a comical point. I've got some friends of mine that are extremely accomplished competitive shooters, but they don't carry a pistol for self-defense.
What?
Yeah, it's kind of trippy. It's it's almost like shooting is their golf game. You know what I mean? The only time they're involved in shooting is if they're going to shoot or compete at a match, which is cool. But they don't carry a gun. And it's like, dude, in order to be a gunfighter, the first rule of gunfighting is have a gun.
Yeah. Hang on right there for me. Hang on. Hang, we're coming up on the break. We'll get back to the parts of being a gunfighter when we get back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. If you're looking to find out what he's got going on, well, you can go to combatspeed.com. You can also check him out on his Facebook page, where he's simply Dave Harrington. Might catch a good guitar riff or something. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not going to play political games.
Vice President Kamala Harris's reaction when asked in New Hampshire about going down to the U.S.-Mexico border. Harris is meeting with the president of Guatemala virtually as the White House continues to struggle with the surge of illegal immigration. Daniel Garza is the president of the Libra Group, which is based down in Texas and deals with immigration. He tells Fox News,
like all other Americans, we're frustrated as to what's going on. During the campaign, candidate Biden talked about the border border issue like he had all the answers, and he gets into office, and it turns out his strategy was not being Trump. That's not a good strategy.
More than 5 million Americans haven't shown up to get their second COVID-19 vaccination dose. The 5 million people account for roughly 8% of those who have received the first dose of the two-shot vaccines. USA Radio News. The Justice Department announced it will launch a broad civil rights investigation into the practices of the Louisville Police Department. Attorney General Merrick Garland making that announcement more than 1 year after the shooting of Breonna Taylor in her home. Regarding Taylor being shot by police, Ted Williams, former D.C. homicide detective, tells Fox News,
"This seems to be the one in Louisville, the investigation there, seemed to be predicated on the Breonna Taylor case. But I got to tell you, in the Breonna Taylor case, what the police officers did, I believe, was reasonable. They came to serve a search warrant. During the course of serving the search warrant, Breonna Taylor's boyfriend opened fire on them, and one of the officers was wounded. They wound up returning fire. And sadly, Breonna Taylor was killed."
For the first time in more than a year, the Los Angeles Unified School District is opening back up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, and we were getting right into the parts about what you need to have and do and bring with you if you're going to be a gunfighter. So please, item number one, have a gun, right?
Absolutely. But more importantly, understand what gunfighting is about. Gunfighting is about fire and maneuver. If you're not firing and maneuvering, you will be maneuvered and fired on. That's how it works. And the reason I bring that up is, certainly for the concealed carry crowd, I don't feel people carry enough reserve ammo. A lot of people think that as long as they've got at least one mag, you know, some people don't even carry a reserve mag. But you should carry at least one to replace the magazine that's in the gun if it fails to work properly. Or you run it empty. Best case scenario, run at least 2 reserve mags. And here's the reasoning behind that. The first reserve mag, or the responsibility of the first reserve mag, is to replace the magazine that's in the gun if it fails to work properly or it becomes empty. get the gun loaded. The responsibility of the second reserve mag is to cover you in the event you were to drop the first reserve mag trying to get the gun loaded. It's much quicker and easier to rely on your second reserve mag under those circumstances than it is to stop action and try to recover the only mag you have left, the one you dropped. You understand where I'm coming from?
I do.
And pretty simple. So from a concealed carry standpoint, or from, I don't know how you would describe that realm, but there you have it. You should have at least three mags, the one in the gun and two reserve mags. However, take into consideration that gunfighting is about firing and maneuvering. What does it take to be able to fire and maneuver? Well, movement. You got to be able to, you know, fire effectively while moving. It takes ammunition to do that. But dig this. I think one of the biggest psychological hurdles that people need to get over is, from a marksmanship standpoint, there is so much emphasis put on accuracy and hitting the target. I know and have seen people that lack confidence in hitting the target will not fire at all. Whereas in combat, there are any number of applications of fire that are perfectly legit in respect to the use of your ammo. Of course, you know, you can only carry a finite amount, so you have to be judicious with your ammunition, and you have to learn how to manage your ammunition. And it's not just a standpoint of managing your ammunition and keeping your weapon in action. It's how much you're consuming. How much are you firing? Are you being effective or not? But it takes ammunition. If you're thinking from a strict self-defense type scenario, and you're good with, you know, the requisite loadout that I have already described, one in the gun, two reserve mags, you should be okay from a self-defense perspective. But then again, you know, you might find yourself having to deal with a flash mob or something. So how does that work?
Well, here's the question I have. Now, you know that I've been out there before, and I've gotten out there and said things about certain guns on YouTube videos that get me in trouble. Because I look at some people and they'll be like, well, the SIG P365 is enough gun because most gunfights occur at 3 feet. They're over within 3 seconds and they take three rounds. And that's true.
That's cool.
That's true. But here's the problem. Who's writing that rule? Why would you prepare for the lowest common denominator? Because when you prepare for the lowest common denominator and that's your limit when you do that, you sort of grind to a halt as soon as you've done that. And if you still got trouble coming at you, well, okay. You know, grab that fourth point of contact and kiss it goodbye, right?
Yep, exactly. No, I agree with you 100%, man. I understand your train of thought. Plan for worst-case scenario, and you'll be okay.
Most people don't want to do that, though.
Well, I'll tell you, it's kind of, in a sense, what you're used to. You know what I mean?
I do.
Now, I don't, you know, people think I carry an excessive amount of reserve ammo, and that's fine. They can think that. But I put up with the discomfort, the awkwardness at times, depending on, you know, what kind of vehicle I'm in, or, you know, what my physical position is, where I'm at, what the scenario is. But it provides me, the amount of reserve ammo I carry provides me psychological comfort because it provides me the confidence I need to be confident I can fight my way out of any stateside type problem I could probably wind up in. But, you know, bottom line is I made a decision a long time ago that if I get sideways or get tucked in for the dirt nap, it's certainly not going to be because I didn't have enough reserve ammo to deal with the problem.
Yeah. That, you know, I look at that guy, that police officer, his last name is Tim, I think his name is Tim Graymans, and I believe he's out of New Jersey, and he's the guy that had to shoot somebody 18 times with a Glock 21 to get him to die, and his last shot was the one that he hit him right in the top of the head, and he had shot him six other rounds had been in and of themselves fatal shots. But the guy was still animated, and he would not reanimate, and he finally had. So I get it. I get that. Now he carries 145 rounds. He makes you look absolutely pedestrian, Super Dave.
I get it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break, and as we go now, are you putting are there classes being posted on the website now?
I'm almost to the point where I'm ready to publish my schedule.
There you go.
It's coming.
You need to be
everybody's my tech person and make it happen.
You need to be checking back at combatspeed.com all the time. I'm gonna drive to Florida to take a class with him. I'm gonna catch him when he's in the middle of doing nothing, and we're gonna go out in his backyard or something. I'm gonna be getting me a Super Dave class. So combatspeed.com and also on Facebook's Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
That's the home of the binary trigger. That is the home of the Salus line, Reformation, the Providence line, Militia line. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, when you... In the previous segment, you said at least carry two spare mags.
Correct.
Is this an effort to get people? I carry two wherever I go. A minimum of two. I carry two wherever I go. If I'm in the car, I have, if I'm in the car and I'm going to be an hour away, I have a minimum of six with me.
Right.
And I also have a kit with a rifle folded up in it.
Get it? Yeah.
And I have two more magazines on that for the handgun as well, in addition to five for the rifle. So, right. I mean, is that like a compromise you have to make? Or are there some people out there that say, well, you know, this holds 17 rounds. If I can't get it done in 17, you know.
Right, and that's fine. But there's one, I think the biggest disconnect across the spectrum or that affects this specific point of interest is the illusion that you're carrying additional reserve magazines so you have more ammunition. That's not the case. There's any number of things that can go bad. For example, worst-case scenario, simply dropping a magazine, being in an awkward physical position, the requirements to get the gun loaded, you're in an awkward physical position, difficult to access a reserve magazine, certainly going to be much more difficult if you don't have ammunition or access to ammunition on both sides of your body, and you drop the mag. Go to the next reserve mag. It's a gun handling issue.
Right.
The additional magazines are to support the various gun handling tasks that are going to be required within a protracted action or a protracted engagement. The illusion is in order, you know, if you decide to carry the additional reserve mags to satisfy these gun handling requirements, that's fine. Just understand the additional ammo is just a byproduct of having, you know, people really don't think in terms of what is the most important piece of the pistol. The magazine. The magazine is the source of feed.
Right.
It's not only the source of feed, it contains the ammo. So why would you not want to carry extra ones of those? Because, you know, without it, you can't make it go back.
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Something else you want to take into consideration is, I mentioned it earlier, but applications of fire. You know, if you've got one, if you're out there running around in the open, you deserve to get dinged. Fire maneuver is about using, you know, proper use, cover, and concealment, respectively.
Right.
People don't, everything's moving, everything's fluid. If the bad guys are using cover and concealment legitimately, you don't have the opportunity to hit them with every round you fire. Newsflash, you're not going to be able to hit with every round you fire in a protracted engagement. Okay?
Right.
And I'll give you an example. You may have the perfect cover position, and I can't hit you, but you can't move. Well, how am I going to keep you there? I'm going to have to keep it in your position. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
To keep you locked down, which is effectively keeping you out of action. So would you consider that effective fire? I'm not hitting anyone. The only thing I'm hitting is the
cover. Yeah.
But by doing so, I'm keeping you pinned down in that action. I would consider that effective fire. But what kind of scenario are you talking about? Are you a gun team member? Are you what's the environment? There's so many moving parts.
Now let me ask you a question. When we're talking fire maneuver, right?
Uh-huh.
At the level I was at, that involved at least two people. If you for what I know how to do, how does I you know, maybe this is something, this is a reason to drive to Florida. In the civilian world, applying fire and maneuver principles to the single defender with a handgun, is that something you've managed to do?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Why would you not? I don't want to get dinged. You know what I mean? Cover and concealment. Whether you're acting as an individual in, like, civilian carry type scenario, or you're a gun team member, you know, for an organization. Fighting with guns is no different.
Right.
No matter what environment you're working in, if you're not using cover and concealment respectively and properly, you're probably going to get rolled up. Unless you just go, you know, completely dynamic and full auto and put everybody down and out, you know, as quick as possible. But, you know, do you have the ability to do that? And that leads me right into the level of responsibility. Now, I want you to think about this, man. Don't let me confuse myself trying to explain this, all right? Keep me on task.
Yes, sir.
But dig this. For example, let's say you have an entry-level shooter that has a concealed carry permit. Okay? Good to go. And he carries, has already made the decision, and they actively carry out of concern of, you know, self-protection and that of their loved ones. But they're an entry-level person. They don't have that much training and experience.
Sure.
Okay, so now you take anyone that would fit the description of an advanced shooter that has their permit and legally carries and chooses to do so, but has a much higher skill level than the entry level did, right?
Right.
So, in a sense, you could say the person that's better prepared has a higher chance of surviving an action. But here's what I want to point out. Regardless of your ability level, if you have a permit and you actively carry, the responsibility is the same regardless of your skill level.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do indeed.
So the issue there is, at all times, regardless of your skill level, you still need to be able to do the right thing at the right time, every time, or you're going to get rolled up. You're going to get whacked. Because the responsibility is the same.
Yeah.
So take your training and your practice serious and understand the responsibility is the same regardless of skill level. If you choose to actively carry, you've got to know your rules of engagement because your rules of engagement provide the framework for justifiable application of lethal force.
There you go. We got to leave it right there because we are now out of time.
All right, dude.
Here's Thank you, sir. Outstanding.
Thank
I appreciate
you,
it.
Sir.
We'll talk
Always
soon.
Always appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, let the rant begin. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.